The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
Well, I guess I'll go on up to bed.
Go to bed? It's only 9 o'clock.
Yeah, I know. I'm going to change my way of life a little bit, trying to get more rest and more exercise.
Well, if you go to bed now, you'll wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning and won't sleep the rest of the night.
Well, I got to get up at 5 anyhow.
5? Why?
Yeah, well, Fred and I decided we're not getting enough exercise, so I'm going to meet him at 5 in the morning and we're going to walk around the lake.
Walk around the lake?
Uh-huh.
You?
Yeah.
Well, now, don't glare at me, dear. The most walking you ever do practically is to walk out of the car.
I know. It's exactly what Fred and I were talking about. We don't take any exercise, and that's not good. So we decided that now that spring's coming and the weather's nicer, we'll get up early and take a nice long walk.
Mm.
You know, there isn't anything more refreshing than going for a walk on a beautiful spring morning.
That's at least 3 miles around that lake.
3 miles? What's 3 miles? It's nothing.
Well, it's certainly something if you're not used to it, dear. You'd be worn out.
No, it wouldn't do you and Eleanor any harm to get up and walk with us.
Oh, no thanks. We get plenty of walking around the house all day. Do you know how many miles a housewife walks every day just doing housework?
All right, I know.
10 miles a day.
Okay.
10 miles.
Look, I'm going on up to bed.
Well, when the alarm goes off at 5 o'clock and I have to push you out of bed.
You will not have to push me out of bed. I will leap up charged with energy to begin the day.
That I want to see, dear.
Yeah, you will, too. Good night, darling.
No, you didn't interrupt this thing, Myra. I was just sitting here all by myself. You went to bed early. No, for heaven's sake. Oh, Myra, how awful. Oh, isn't that terrible? Really? When did it happen?
What happened?
Yeah, well, isn't that terrible?
Isn't what terrible?
Oh, Myra, I'm so sorry. Hold on just a minute. I thought you were asleep.
Well, I have been trying to sleep, and you've been on the phone.
Well, I haven't been loud.
No, but I just catch snatches of your conversation. I can't sleep. You're saying, oh, no, isn't that terrible? So, Pete, what's happened? What happened to Myra?
Oh, Uncle, you and your curiosity.
Well, what has happened? What's so awful?
Myra sent her slip covers to the dry cleaners, and they have shrunk.
Oh, for Pete's sake, is that what you're talking about?
Myra? Oh, yes, he couldn't stand it. He had to know what happened.
Oh, golly, I can't sleep now.
Hey,
you didn't tell me I got some mail today.
Yes, I know, Myra. Maybe you can get them stretched.
Bills.
Uh-huh.
Hey, what's this?
Well, isn't there steam in the Myra? Can't you let them out?
A bill from the dentist.
Sure.
Pizza. $28. $28.
Myra, I'll call you in the morning. Okay. Goodbye.
Well,
dear, when I am on the phone, why do you talk at me? I cannot hear two people.
Look at this. Look at my dental bill. $28. I only had my teeth cleaned.
Well, I don't know anything about it, dear.
Well, I'm telling you, I only had my teeth cleaned. Ralph charged me $28.
Well, I don't know. You'll just have to ask him about it.
$28? Just to have my teeth cleaned?
Well, it does seem like a lot. Maybe you should have waited until Dr. Lang got back from his skiing trip instead of going to Ralph's.
Look, I have known Ralph for years. Should at least clean my teeth, I thought. Look, Dr. Lang only charged me $12 when he cleaned him and fixed his back tooth. It was a whopper of a filling, you remember?
No.
Yeah, you remember. You know this one back here?
No, I don't remember that one.
This wasn't. That was a
lot. Well, darling, I don't remember your teeth.
Well, look, this one here. I told you. You see that?
No. Well, I can't see, dear. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, right here. That's a lot. Lang filled that whole thing. You had to take out the old filling and fix the whole tooth. Right there?
Oh, yes, I guess so.
All right, clean my teeth, and they fixed that one back there. All for $12.
Well,
now, why should Ralph charge me $28? All he had to do is clean them.
Then he's higher priced, maybe. I don't know. I never understand dental bills anyhow. I don't know how they figure. Call Ralph up and ask him about it.
Yeah, I think I will.
It's only 10:15. It's not too late.
Oh, by golly, I think I will. Where's the phone book?
Right where it always is, dear.
What'll I say to him?
You just ask him why it was so much.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. It seems kind of abrupt.
Well, I'll give him a little social call, you know, chat with him a few minutes and be very casual about it. As though that wasn't what you phoned about, you know, and then you can say, oh, say, Ralph, you know, kind of laugh about it. By the way, I got your bill.
Yeah.
Then you can say, kind of a big bill, wasn't it?
Yeah.
You know, well, we'll see what he says.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Maybe they got company. I hate to call them, you know, talk money. Maybe better if I just wrote them a little note, you know, just a little note.
Uh-huh.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Just
good.
Yeah.
some little notepaper right here in the top drawer, I think. Let me look. Yeah, right here.
I'll write him just a very business-like note.
Maybe it'd be better if you tried to be kind of funny, dear.
Yeah? Such as?
Well, you know, you're better at that than I'm. Something like, "Dear Ralph, what are you doing planning a trip to Europe this year?" And then, you know, you could make some kind of facetious remark about you paying for the trip.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not bad, huh? Well, I don't know. Maybe that's not so funny. I mean, what if he didn't take it that way? You know, he might get mad. Lots of times, you know, when you try to be funny in a letter and people don't take it that
way. Well, then write him a straight note. "Dear Ralph, I think you charged me too much."
No, that wouldn't seem right. Oh, the heck with the whole thing.
Get back down there and write it now.
Oh, no. This always happens to me. I'm always the guy behind the eight ball. You know, I think I am absolutely justified in complaining about this bill. But if I do, by golly, Ralph will get mad. There'll be hard feelings. Friendships will be broken up. You and Francis won't know whether to speak or not. It'll be awkward for everybody. And yet, well, by golly, I think $28 is entirely too much just to have your teeth cleaned.
Well, I suggest you forget about it for tonight. If you're getting up at 5 o'clock, you better get some sleep.
Yeah, I suppose.
I was reading a story in the Ladies' Home Journal. When I finish that, I'll be up, dear.
Okay. $28. I'm a friend of his, for heaven's sake. You think if anything, I'd get a discount.
Don't think about it now, darling. Go to bed.
Never mind. I cracked into a chair.
Oh.
Hit my toe.
5 o'clock, I didn't hear the alarm.
No. It's 3:15. I can't sleep. I just thought I'd get a drink of water and... Oh, golly, my toe, what a crack.
Oh, honestly, I've hardly slept myself. You have rolled and turned and tossed.
Well, I can't sleep.
Get up and fix you some hot milk.
No. That's too much trouble. Now, look, you stay in bed. I can fix
No, I'll do it. I must say, I don't see how all this morning exercise program you have lined up is going to be so beneficial for your health if you don't sleep all night before you go.
Well, you have to get in the habit.
Good. Let Betsy going downstairs.
No. Look, you turn on the light now so you don't fall. Yeah. Don't trip on your bathrobe. Hey, didn't Ralph clean your teeth last year? Didn't you go to Ralph last summer when Dr. Lang went on that fishing trip?
I guess so. I don't know.
What'd Ralph charge you?
For heaven's sake, dear, it's the middle of the night. I don't remember.
Go and fix the milk, huh? I'm going to look at our canceled check.
Oh, really, darling?
It's hard. Well, it's no trouble. I got everything else to go over my income tax anyhow. Ought to be right here. That must have been around last September, huh? We'd have paid the bill in October, I guess. Let's see, October. Yeah, here's October. Here we are.
Anything to eat, dear?
No, thanks. Did you just have them cleaned?
No, I haven't any cream, but I've got to get it in the morning. Besides, I don't think you can have cream. That's much too fattening.
No. Well, the heck with it. Here's October's check. Now, let me see. Here's a canceled check for those draperies. They never did fix them right, you know. Finally, after getting satisfaction, we were chumps as usual. Just paid this fantastic bill. Stuck now with draperies that don't even hang right.
What, dear?
The draperies.
Christmas, Arizona.
What the heck is she? Here it is. Here's a check you sent Ralph for your teeth cleaning. Honey, here it is. $5. Come here. Honey, look here.
Of course, I should have had them out.
Look. Had them out?
Yes.
Your teeth?
The Hagerty's. You just called him and asked me about the Hagerty's.
I didn't say a word about the Hagerty's. I don't know what you're talking. Oh, draperies. Talk about the draperies.
Oh, I thought you said Hagerty's. You could have had them out of the house before they left you. Draperies? I thought you were still fussing about the teeth.
I am. I simply mentioned the draperies. I said that... Oh, well, never mind.
What you're talking about is for 3 o'clock in the morning. Here's your hot milk.
Ralph only charged you $5 to have your teeth cleaned.
Yeah, I guess so. Here's some cold chicken if you want.
Now, why should he charge me $28?
Oh, call him tomorrow. Will you stop losing sleep over it?
Probably won't have the nerve to say anything. That's what gets me. You know what's the matter with me? I'm a softy. I'm an easy mark. Probably a good deal of my trouble in the business world, too. Probably why I haven't gotten any farther than I have.
No, honey, you're doing very well. I'm very proud of you.
You know, to get ahead in the business, well, you need an iron fist. Got to be able to make people know that you mean what you say. You got to be able to demand satisfaction and get it.
Mm-hmm.
Not me. If I complain, I just think I got a nasty disposition. Always wind up myself pain through the nose.
Checking his grill off is going to be a sight, John. Yeah. There's a wing there.
Doing as well as I'll ever do, too, I guess. I suppose I'm just weak.
Well, have some chicken and build up your strength. Here, I say to the gizzard.
Yeah, pouring out my soul. You sit there looking like Henry VIII chawing on a drumstick.
Drink your milk. Honey, you've got to get up at 5 for your walk around the lake, and I will call Ralph's office in the morning and find out about the bill. I'll talk to the girl. Now stop worrying. I got Betsy off to school. He was gone and we got up. I thought you two were walking around the lake.
What is...
Wait.
Who's...
Hold on, Fred. He's in the living room on the couch. Oh. What are you... Oh, all right, I'll tell him. Goodbye, Fred.
Well, what time is it?
8:30 when you were all dressed. How come you didn't go for your walk?
Oh, my gosh. Well, I couldn't sleep, so I got dressed. I just came down here to catch a few winks before 5 o'clock, and I just fell asleep.
Well, Fred overslept, too, so don't worry about it. But isn't that funny? Betsy and I were late, so we just raced down to breakfast. I never thought of looking in the living room, of course, for you.
Oh, I got a crick in my neck, too. Oh, golly, what a night.
You're going to be late to work here. Thank goodness you're dressed. I'll get you some breakfast.
No, I haven't got time. Look, I'll grab a cup of coffee when I get downtown. Let's get my coat out, will you? I put some things in my briefcase.
I never thought to look in the living room. Betsy and I were in such a hurry this morning to bed and caught the school bus.
This is the day I was going to feel fresh as a daisy, and I can hardly stand up.
Uh-huh.
Oh, now, don't forget, you said you were going to call Ralph's office today and ask the girl there about the bill, so...
Oh, yes, I did, dear, right after I got Betsy on the bus. It's all right. We owe the money. And I can't get over not seeing you. In the living room, I was standing right there.
What do you mean, we owe the money?
Yeah, well, just forget about it, darling. We owe it. So it's all right.
Look, all I had done was a teeth cleaning and x-rays. Didn't you tell her that?
Yes, but it's all right.
This is not all right. What do you mean? What did she say?
Well, if you insist on knowing, it seems that you're always accusing me of talking too much. But I guess you do, too, dear. Especially in the dentist chair. You talk a lot, tell stories, and kill time. You want to know every minute what the dentist is doing. And have it explained to you. And he doesn't get much work done. Miss Winters said a lot of men are kind of that way in the dentist chair, and they make more fuss about things, and so it takes longer, honey. Well, you didn't tell me it took 3 appointments just to get your teeth cleaned.
Just send him a check. I'll see you tonight.
Yes, dear. Don't worry, darling. Even George Washington wasn't crazy about going to the dentist.
Mm-hmm. Well, maybe there's still hope for me. Goodbye, darling. I'll see you tonight.
The Couple Next Door is written by Peg Lynch and stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce and is produced by Walter Hart. This is Stuart Metz, inviting you to listen again tomorrow to The Couple Next Door.